Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marshall Tucker bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, Forbes.com. I hope you check that out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. And author of a number of books, including Power, Ambition, Glory, The Freedom Manifesto, still one of my favorites. His Flat Tax Revolution book is still a classic. Check that out. Steve, thanks again for being here. Steve, how do we, out here on Main Street, small businesses, out here where I live and the people that I advocate for, we're out here on Main Street. We're planted in the ground. We're the heart and soul. Small business is the heart and soul of America, and you know that as much as anybody. But we're still languishing in a 2% economy, and we've had two quarters in the first quarter of the last 2 years where the economy went negative in a quarter, one quarter away from a recession, and meanwhile, Wall Street is rocking and rolling. Steve, we have a hard time looking at those two worlds and reconciling them. Can you help us?
Well, what you have is a situation where large companies are getting access to very cheap credit, which is why Apple, $200 billion in cash around the world,
right,
finds it profitable to float $40 billion of bonds,
mm-hmm,
and because they can then buy their stock in and make
right
money at it. And so you have these crazy credit markets that are geared to big government, big business, but not to the rest of the economy, consumers,
mm-hmm,
and the like.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have all of these massive regulations coming on. So big companies can cope with that, but small businesses,
that's right,
you don't know what your costs are going to be. You're going to get killed by regulations coming, rules you don't understand, and the bureaucrats interpret them any way they want. And then you put on top of all of that the fact that you don't know what's going to be coming next year or the year after. So uncertainty is a killer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've got a two-tiered economy. Big companies have put their balance sheets in shape. Their profits are getting hurt in part because the dollar is strong and the rest of the global economy is slow. But most people are no better off today, in fact, worse off than they were 5-6 years ago. And for a recovery, they're wondering, what recovery?
Yeah. Well, I also say, and I wrote an essay about this, Steve, I also say that we've got too many people running corporate America who are operators. And the first thing they think about is, okay, how can I manipulate whatever we have at our fingertips to drive our share price? Whereas, Steve, when you and I were coming up 20, 30 years ago and farther back, the CEO of a major corporation would wake up and would imagine, how can I sell more products on Main Street? How can I invest in the economy and get that, and then get profits back from that? In my opinion, corporate America is not investing in the economy. They're investing only in things like consolidation, as you said earlier, buying their shares back. That's an upside down situation, isn't it?
It is, and that's what happens when you have the kind of credit markets we have today. You look at what's happened to community banks, small banks.
Yeah.
They're getting crushed, and that hurts us. And
by the way, they're getting crushed by the Dodd-Frank regulations.
Oh, absolutely.
To be specific, yeah.
And and big banks, they're being told you've got to take less and less risk. So what you have is a capital that's not being employed, an environment that is becoming increasingly hostile. I mean, the Obama yesterday, the EPA goes in another berserk.
Right.
Part of their jihad against natural gas and coal and oil.
Yep.
And so you're going to invest in an environment where you don't know if that's going to continue, and then the next 4 years with an election coming up, you're just going to sit on the side and say, let's see how the dust settles on this thing.
Well, I'm going to predict that if corporate America doesn't get a little bit of Main Street religion and start finding a way to invest in Main Street and helping the middle class, which is largely small business. Not, we don't want to, we're not looking for a gift. We're just saying, just do business with us. Just don't leave, let us come and play in the capitalism backyard. Do business with us. Take some of that, all that money you got up there, and invest in the economy, not just on in your own balance sheets. If they, I'm concerned, Steve, if they don't do that, that somebody like Hillary Clinton will make a pitch to a populist pitch to do that by government fiat, and she might get elected, and they'll rue the day that they didn't do what I just asked. What do you think?
Well, she's already proposing doubling the capital gains tax,
yep.
Which we tried that in the 70s.
Right.
We saw where that led to. And that's where I think presidential candidates, and that's going to have to come from the Republican side, is do what Reagan did. We are old enough to remember Reagan, in terms of creating an environment where we move forward again. I mean, that means radically simplifying the tax code.
Mm-hmm.
That means ending the chaos in health care and having patient control. It means getting credit markets working properly again, removing these idiot regulations on banks that make it expensive to finance new businesses and the like, all of that kind of thing. And we create the right environment. This economy will snap back. And around the world, people pour capital in here.
Yep.
They want safety.
Steve, thanks. That's a great, great analysis. And we're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Steve if America has crossed the Rubicon with regard to what we expect the government to do for us and what we expect from ourselves, our own responsibility. And whichever party gets elected president in the next election, will that not tell us for sure which way the America is headed? That'll be right after these messages. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.